Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Life with Monica Matthews. Somebody's got to say it.
So today is the day that direct testimony begins. No more hearsay. Apparently, this is supposed to come straight from the horse's mouth. And I know you guys are worn out. Just when you thought it was over, it's not. It is going to continue. And for those of you who think that a 2020 victory for President Trump is going to be the end-all, be-all solution to all of this mania around legitimacy of his presidency and attempting to unseat him, I've said it since he was elected the first time. You have to get over that. This is not the end. So now we're going to have firsthand, quote, knowledge of this phone call, this mysterious conversation that started this entire, well, we all know that's not true, but that's where we are now. So it could be that everything we've heard up to now is just trash, that the hearsay is trashy say, that it's all trash. So let's ask an expert about where the impeachment hearings are going next. University of Georgia Law Professor Ron Carlson, who's our senior legal analyst at WSB. He's also a recognized expert on the U.S. Constitution and rules of evidence, among many other facets of the law. Professor Carlson, thank you for your patience and for joining us.
Monica, good to be with you, and I like the flaws in the hearsay evidence positions that you've been explaining to us. Good work.
Well, thank you. I need you to expound because this is, listen, I mean, I first reached out to you and I was like, WTH, what is going on? Because I'm not a constitutional scholar, clearly. And I'm like, hold on, rules of evidence, you're the expert. How is it that Congress can simply, you know, hey, this is hearsay, we're going to take it and we're going to barrel on down the road with this impeachment hearing, if you will, that could lead to impeachment. So, you know, what do you think of the evidence we've heard so far?
Well, the approach will change completely when this case gets to the Senate. More about that in a minute.
Okay.
The rule excluding hearsay is, in our courtrooms, a cornerstone of the American justice system. Now, Monica, society would never tolerate conviction of a man or a woman because a courtroom witness testifies. People are saying Joe or Sally robbed the convenience store.
Right.
Instead, the judge would correctly demand that the store clerk come in and tell the jury directly who robbed him.
Right.
And that's why when Ambassador Taylor said on Wednesday, what I can tell you here today is what I heard people say, you knew that some of that testimony would be what we call rank hearsay, and that's why the representative who said hearsay is better than direct evidence probably is due a refund on his law school tuition.
It clearly did not go to UGA. Go Dogs. Okay, that's awesome. Okay, so this quote hearsay evidence would not be admissible in a court of law. Isn't that correct?
That's right. And Georgia courts echo that view. They say that wrongful admission of inadmissible hearsay fatally damages a jury verdict. In other words, if the jury hears and decides the case on the basis of inadmissible hearsay, that verdict is going to be reversed on appeal.
Okay, exactly. I went to the Georgia Supreme Court website just the other day. I was telling your son Mike that that I was fascinated by this one particular case that just recently came up that it made its way there through the appellate process because it's a death penalty case, but it's because one particular agent continued to utilize hearsay and throughout the court proceedings through the original case. And I thought, that's interesting that here we are with hearsay, 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 and the ability to make the case that it was hearsay or that you're you're coming in through the back door with hearsay, or you're trying to plant seeds of hearsay. So here's a hypothetical. If a witness comes along who was actually there to hear all of this firsthand, does that back up all the other hearsay evidence that comes along?
No. The hearsay from another witness's mouth will still be excluded.
Okay.
Now, as I mentioned, Monica, this is going to change when we go to the Senate, which this case certainly will.
Okay.
The presiding judge there, that will not be a politician. It'll be the Chief Justice of the United States. He will apply the federal rules of evidence,
okay,
which means no hearsay,
okay,
no third-hand evidence, no anonymous accusations, right to confront the accuser will be enforced. President, he'll be represented by his lawyer, who along with the House managers will ask the questions. No freewheeling questioning like we've seen this last week in the case of a trial in the Senate, an open trial. If the senators have questions, they must submit them in writing to the Chief Justice, and if appropriate, he will put the question to the witness. One other point there, if they hold an open trial in the Senate, the role of the senators is to sit quietly as jurors. No press conferences outside the chamber, as we have seen in the House proceedings. No public statements by the senators on the evidence, just like jurors are sworn to silence in a real trial during the time they're serving. Mm. No spin,
Professor Carlson says. Well, many of you have suggested that I watch Glenn Beck's latest, I don't know what you would call it. I found it on YouTube. It's a very long-winded, vlog. It's a broadcast, but it's very good. And he's talking about the Hydra of the left. And he goes way back into time to basically connect the dots between the deep state. And you'll hear that term. And when you hear that term, some of you turn the channel. Like something in your head says, UFOs, conspiracy theorists. But I've always said it's not a conspiracy if it's true. So I think what you're seeing, and many of you are also connecting dots to, with it being a deep state issue that is being uncovered, that is being revealed. This uncovering has been taking place since the president was elected. That's one of the reasons I believe, providentially speaking, spiritually, he was elected, because there are simply things that need to be rolled back to be exposed. But if they were all exposed at one time, the country would not be able to stand. There's a scripture that says that you don't take out all of your enemies in one day, lest you leave the land desolate. That is really important to understand, because we're fighting so many battles, which is why most of you feel exhausted. You don't know which one to fight first. This just happens to be the battle of the week or the battle of the month, right? And these battles are going to continue to go on as exposure is imminent. Exposure is looming of people who have been some pretty bad actors for decades. But I think that we should take responsibility for continuing to lazily reelect bad actors. Remember, we do still live in a country where our vote does kind of matter. And Glenn makes a really good case for why your vote may not matter as much as you think it does if you don't start exercising it. There are powers that be. The only reason your vote won't matter is because you start believing the narrative that the boogeyman really isn't real. But the boogeyman is real, and he is a shapeshifter. And I've always said as well that until there is campaign finance reform, until there are term limits, you will not be able to cut off one head of this Hydra without six more popping up. So stay tuned this week. Speaking of heads and Hydra, it's time to hydrate your hair. Run over to ovationhair.com, 25% off site-wide. Use code word Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A. And receive your Ovation Hair Cell Therapy Hair Treatment Kit. It's paraben-free, sulfate-free, so that means it's healthy. Very important. What you put in your scalp ends up in your body. Remember that. Okay? Important. And listen, guys, this isn't just for women. Your hair matters, too. You don't seem to think so until you start losing it. So take care of it while you have it, right? Because women love sexy hair. All right? It's now $59.95 while supplies last, over $140 value. That's our holiday gift set. Dudes, listen. If you bought your woman a hair gift set, she would probably fall over. I'm not kidding, because we don't even think you notice our hair until you're like, we spend all of our time worrying about our hair, right? Because we want it to be healthy and illustrious and bouncy and shiny and youthful and all those things that you start losing as you get older because your hormones change. So this is how we know you're paying attention to us. When you go to ovationhair.com and save 25% off site-wide by using the code word Monica. I use this product and I love it. Okay, check me out on Twitter, Monica On Air Talk, never boring. Monica at MonicaMatthews.com, dear Monica letters. Hey, guess who's going to be on with me tomorrow? Laura Trump. You're not going to want to miss that. And be kind to your neighbors, including yourself, beginning with yourself. Remember, if you're an American, act like one.